This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Always one of my favorite conversations when we talk to this lady. I love what they're all about and what they're doing.
Absolutely. And this is going to be all about Christmas lights and great holiday design.
Well, so, speaking of that, happy December. December 1st today. Holy smokes.
I don't know where the year went.
It's been a great year.
It's been a fantastic year. We need to slow 2017 down, though. It should take twice as long as 2016.
Yes, we do. It does need to slow down quite a bit. Well, let's welcome back to the show Peggy Still Johnson. She's the executive director of the Callenwald Fine Arts Center. Peggy, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Always good to see you. Appreciate you making time. I know you're awfully busy this time of year and got a big gala tonight. So we're grateful for your time. Before we get into our conversation about all the Christmas activities at Callenwald, take a few quick seconds, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us the overview of Callenwald, what you guys are all about.
Sure. Well, I'm a musician, and I have been in the music industry and in music education for the last 30 years. And I came to Callenwald about 4 years ago and became the executive director. And Callenwald is an amazing place. It was built in 1920 by Charles Howard Candler, eldest son of Asa Candler, who founded the Coca-Cola Company, Asa Candler did. Mm-hmm. And today, the estate is owned by DeKalb County, and the mission of the Callenwald Foundation is to preserve this historic estate and offer fine arts and outreach to the community. And so we partner with about over 75 different organizations and also schools, and about 100,000 people come to Callenwald annually for various things, from events to classes to concerts, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's an amazing place.
Well, I'm sure that you've got one of your busiest seasons underway with Christmas. Let's talk a little bit about Christmas at Callenwald.
Christmas at Callenwald, a 40-plus year Atlanta tradition.
Wow.
This fundraiser is what saved the estate back in the day. And today we do it annually, and this will be my fourth Christmas at Callenwald, so I'm very excited about that. And we have something new this year. We have a light show, which we're really excited about. We are partnering with Illuminating Design, and they have lit up the entire estate, which includes areas for children and a 30-foot tree with over 8,800 LED lights, which gives you over 100 billion color combinations. So it's a 20-minute light show to music. So that is the finale, so to speak, of the light show. So we have the light show, which started on November 21st and runs all the way through December 29th. And then we have our traditional designer show house in the mansion, which started on November 28th and runs through December 13th. And then, of course, the gala tonight, which we're very excited about.
Well, tell us all about that.
Thanks for asking. So the gala is open to the public, and we have for entertainment tonight, we have the Atlanta Pops Orchestra.
Fun.
With John Driscoll Hopkins of the Zac Brown Band will be singing also.
Really?
He's got a new album out that was actually on the Grammy ballot this year. And the Atlanta Pops Orchestra did the album with him, and he's got some other musicians that will be there that were on the album. But we also have Michelle Malone.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be quite the evening. So you get to come and dress up. And only those coming to the gala will have access to the estate for that day and night.
That's reason enough.
Very nice.
So drink, food, great entertainment, beautiful surroundings, and light show.
Oh, that light show sounds amazing.
Yeah, Atlanta's all about lights. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to kind of be in the group now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if I was planning to go to the light show, what's the best time to get there? And does it run all night? Or when does it start? Or when does it stop? How does all that work?
Sure. So the light show starts at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. and ends at 10 p.m. And the designer showroom starts at 11 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m.
Oh, perfect.
So if you want to do, you can go to one or the other, or you can get a combo ticket, which gives you a $5 discount. And you could maybe show up at 4:30 or 5 and then do the inside and then do the outside on the same day. Or again, you could come on two different dates.
Sounds fantastic.
I might do both.
Might do both. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Peggy, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Peggy Still Johnson, the executive director of the Callenwald Fine Arts Center.
Well, Peggy, with the Designer Showhouse only having 13 days left of opportunities to visit, tell our listeners about some of the highlights of that.
Well, it's so incredibly beautiful, and it gives you an idea of how to decorate your home. The beauty of the mansion is that we have all different kinds of rooms. We've got a library, a music room, dining room, a billiard room, courtyard, winter living room. So it's like being in a house like the game Clue.
Oh, cool.
So we have all those rooms, and it's interesting to see how each designer kind of makes each room their own. And so you get lots of lovely ideas. Our cafe will be open, of course. And then we also have the artist market upstairs. So you can shop for holiday gifts, really gifts that you can't find in the mall, so to speak, or in a regular store. These are items that are from our artists at Callenwald. So you'll find everything from jewelry to pottery and some gingerbread houses and some ornaments too. But so this is a really good place to find the unique gift.
Well, see, that's, in my view, that's all it's worth giving these days. I mean, it's just the unique artisan kind of things are, I think, truly special. And there's a story behind that. So that's very, very cool. Do I have to come to the house to participate in these events to participate in the artist market, or can I just come and shop there?
You do have to buy a ticket, but know that your dollars support the 501c3 Foundation, which supports our community.
We'll talk more about that. Obviously, this is a fundraiser, if you will, so walk us through what that's all about.
It is. So the fundraiser basically helps us to fund our operating, so it helps us stay open. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but arts funding is very hard to come by these days. And Georgia is like 50 of the 50 states as far as getting arts funding. So this is a good way for us to continue the tradition and to have funding to stay open, to continue to benefit the community.
Well, and it's a competitive city. There's a lot of arts things happening here. So there's any opportunity you can to support the work that you're doing.
That's right.
It's critical.
And you're supporting history. You get to come and see a part of history, which, a lot of Atlanta, the buildings are getting torn down, and we are working hard to keep the building up that was built in 1920.
Yeah. I love all the creative ideas and the events you have. Talk a little bit about Teddy Bear Tea.
Okay. So Teddy Bear Tea, another tradition, is on December 4th and December 11th, and that is at 2 p.m., December 11th is already sold out.
Wow.
So there's a few tickets still left on December 4th, I think. Don't quote me on that. And December 3rd and 10th is the Breakfast with Santa.
Nice.
So generally the younger children, kind of babies to us, maybe
47.
Four or five. Yeah, can come to Breakfast Santa. And I'll tell you, there are parents who take pictures with Santa during that too. And then the teddy bear tea is generally for the older child. So, but either, you can come to either one if you're a kid or a kid at heart.
Sounds good.
Well,
he's definitely a kid at heart.
There's no doubt about that. So it's not just holidays, activities at Callenwald. There's stuff going on all year long, but pretty soon, though, there's an arts festival in January that I want to hear about. Tell us about that.
Yes. So it'll be our fourth year doing that. We partner with Atlanta Foundation for Public Spaces, and they bring in like over 80 vendors. So it's like going to Piedmont Park to one of their, arts festivals, but having it indoors when it's cold, which is a really cool vibe, cool feeling. And so
indoors is one thing. Indoors at Callenwald is quite another.
That is correct. That is correct.
That's very cool.
So whether you're coming to buy, gifts in January, or whether you're coming to get designer ideas from the top designers in Atlanta in December, or buying things from our artists. It's a good cause, and it's a beautiful scenic view at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And great music as well.
We always have music. That is mm-hmm. correct. So, oh, I forgot to mention. So in December, while we're doing the Designer Show House, we will have the organ playing. Now, the organ is historic to the home. It's one of the largest Aeolian organs in the country, and the house was built around the organ. So there's over 3,700 pipes
wow.
in the attic, and so we already have a lot of organists playing during the 16 days.
She forgot to mention the organ.
That's phenomenal.
We forgot to ask her about the organ.
We forgot to ask.
I'm glad I remembered, but it is a really cool thing to walk around the whole house and hear the organ.
Yeah.
No, it's a very, very cool thing.
That's so neat. So Peggy, you mentioned some educational opportunities. What does your winter class schedule look like?
We are so excited. So the catalog is already out for the winter and enrollment is happening now. So you can register for classes. We teach everything from dance to pottery, music recording. I think we spoke before on our music recording studio that we have, which recently Phil Tan, our director of music recording, just mixed another track for Coldplay. Very
cool.
Exciting. And many others. You know, again, our mission is to teach the arts. So we've got some new classes in horticulture and partnering with CeeLo and his sister Shadonna's foundation also with classes in horticulture. So many things to look and see. And of course, lots of dance classes.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Peggy, we're about out of time, and you have to get dressed for the gala, I suspect, so we got to get moving. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they find you? We can learn about all the Christmas at Calumwalt activities, and then also all the classes and all the other activities coming in 2017.
Sure. Calumwalt.org, Calumwalde.org is a great way to find out about everything we've discussed today. You can also find us on our Twitter, which is @Calumwalt. And of course, we have a Facebook page, and all of that is on our website as well.
And should someone or an organization want to support the work you're doing, I imagine they can get information at that same website.
Absolutely. You can make a donation anytime. In fact, you can make your donation before 12/31/2016.
All right. Good stuff.
That's
Peggy
cool.
Still Johnson, the executive director of the Calumwalt Fine Arts Center. As always, Peggy, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Have fun tonight. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So on behalf of today's guest, Peggy Still Johnson, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.